forward. Food is back on the mainstream agenda. Some 800 million people can't afford the food they need, and an even greater number, now some 1 billion people, are obese and suffering from unbalanced diets. Industrializing food production by making production directly dependent on fossil fuels was amazingly successful in the short run, especially if you didn't take into account the rest of the ecosystem and whether food was about more than nutrients and profit, and didn't consider food's relationship to cultural identity, communing with the senses and with the family, and delighting in the diversity and abundance of creation. Over the long run, which seems to be arriving at approximately this moment, such use of cheap energy to consume unlimited water and pour chemicals into soils has, as many anticipated, led to the specter that peak oil is now linked to peak water, is now linked to peak soil, and so to peak food, and all long before peak consumerism and peak population. When food becomes just a commodity and interchangeable with energy, we get into the biofuels confusion. You get your SUV linked to your army and linked to your wallet, achieving satisfaction before my children's stomachs and those of our grandchildren. You get the subsidy that enables you to be paid to convert energy into fuel and back into energy at a net loss. And you get the predictable claims whenever a system reaches breaking point that what we need is just one more technological breakthrough to fix that's starting to fail, rather than rethinking a new system out of the old. If food is back on the mainstream agenda, this book is on the inside and underside of why.